opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and there's plenty to get to. It never slows down. And the weekend's almost here. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in? 713-780-3776. We're back in studio for a day. So, you can actually call in. There's also the Facebook page. If you send a message there and Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on the Twitch channel and comment there, be my guest. It's Thursday, weekend almost here.
Almost. We're fighting.
Yeah. What's happening?
We're out here battling.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to finish strong. What's going on?
A lot of people in town from, you know, our company is, it's bigger than our office.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of people from Dallas and places like that.
Yeah, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio. So they're all here today. Everybody's here, which means there were people parading in and out of my office all day, and everyone's wondering why I got, or why my lights are off in my office, which, by the way, I'm going to turn the lights off in here, too.
Bothering your eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But yeah, and we've got a soiree tonight at the big boss's house. I'm going to wear blue jean shorts and a wife beater. and dress shoes. Just try and class it up a little bit. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, I will not be attending the party tonight.
Yeah, I noticed by your attire you won't be attending.
Yeah,
you're not wearing blue jean shorts and a wife beater.
No. It's just been, and I was supposed to be here for some of these meetings, so.
Yeah, you missed the meeting today, too.
Yeah, well. That's,
come on, dude.
Everybody, I didn't miss anything because I have people who can report on what we're doing.
Yeah, but you missed the action.
Yeah. Josh handles things just fine. But no, dealing with several family issues today, unrelated to one of them, the damn dog got injured while I was gone, and I had to rush her. I spent the whole day in the vet trying to find out what's wrong with her sorry little ass. So, a real pleasant day. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to go home and check on her before I do anything. And by the time I get home, check on her, get her out. If she's okay, by the time I get to the party, you guys will be done. It'd be 9 o'clock.
That's true.
So I'll just, you guys will have to have a good time without me, which shouldn't be a problem.
It's going to be tough.
No, I think I think you guys will do just fine.
We'll do just fine. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to stay at the party long because, I'll get there late. The party starts when we're still on the air. I imagine it's shutting down not too long after we get done, so
yeah, and that's
I'll go shake some hands and kiss some babies, although I don't think there's gonna be any babies there.
Well, there might be babes, but you can't really get away with those. That in this society. But by the time I got home and got back over there, it'd be pointless. So did you see I guess the story that never goes away? Apparently the Astros players got total immunity for their sign-stealing testimony?
Not shocked. Well, but what was going to happen to him? What was, so no suspensions, no fines? Is that the...
Right. It's like, we're not going to do anything to you, which...
Because not going to go to jail.
No, but it's like the players' union would have filed grievances if they did anything. And so MLB basically just, we don't want to go through all that. We might lose, so we'll just give you guys total immunity.
Just say what you want to say. Tell us the truth, and we'll shut this thing down.
Which is a common practice on Law and Order. One of the you rat everybody else out, and so not only is Mike Fiers a rat, but so are all the Astros who testified. They're all rats.
But now they're ratting on themselves. That's different.
Yeah, but they're ratting on their teammates too.
Yeah, but also, I mean, they're still around. I mean, unless it's like all of them in one room. My guess is they're talking to them all separately.
Yeah.
But the way to do it would be if you put them all in one room, nobody's going to snitch. You send them in there individually, they'll say, oh, well, it was this guy. It was this guy. It was Bregman.
Oh, we all know it was Bregman.
They'll probably not say Bregman. They'll blame it on somebody who...
Well, I'm sure they all blamed it on Cora because he's gone.
Right.
That'd be the first one. Then they probably blamed it on Beltron.
You know who it was? Mariznick. Thank God he's out of here. Cleaned up now.
Marwyn.
Yeah, those guys. Those are the guys.
Marwyn did it. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because it's Major League Baseball's way of not having to deal with the players' union.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, I don't know if I'd have been that revealing about stuff. I mean, that does start affecting your life. I'm not saying I would lie. Just saying I'm not so sure I would testify.
I don't know what I would do. And I mean, I guess if at this point you're already busted, I just go in and say, you know what? Yeah, I was doing that. You got me. I mean, what's the worst that could happen to you? If it's immunity,
right.
I mean, big deal.
Yeah. But it just seems like a weird deal to me because you don't have to accept that. And there's ways you could get around telling them all the details. And the fact that, because once all those details came out, you're like, you know, because when we first heard about it, it's like, oh, come on, it's not that big a deal. And you start hearing about it, you're like, that's a lot more than I thought it was.
Right.
So hopefully, though, at some point this thing goes away. Are you signing the petition to move the Super Bowl to Saturday?
I'm not. I didn't know there was such a thing.
There is one.
Isn't there one of those like every year, but it's like, oh, make the Super Bowl, the day after the Super Bowl, a holiday.
Yeah, well, this is making it easier. You just move it to Saturday, and then that way people can sleep in on Sunday.
I would be okay with that.
I don't mind it. I don't know why you don't do it.
I mean, but the damn game starts at like 5 in the afternoon anyway, so it's not like...
it lasts all night, and everybody parties.
It lasts till like 10 or 10:30.
Yeah, and people are drinking the whole time, and then they stick around and drink some more.
Well, just shut your drinking down at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Who wants to do that on the Super Bowl?
I mean, once the game's over, what are you going to do?
Keep drinking?
Keep drinking?
Yeah, until you pass out. That's kind of how it works.
All right.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
I'm going to talk about your boy Laramie today.
What did he do now?
He's basically made it sound like, well, if they want me around, that I'd be glad to stay. If coach wants me, I'm cool. Like they were talking about a potential extension, whatever. And he said, whatever coach decides to do, I'm happy. I'd be happy to stay there with Deshaun and help win games. That doesn't sound like, I mean, A, the fact that he's saying it's up to coach, like he's just acknowledging, yeah, Bill O'Brien makes all the decisions. So if he wants,
yeah,
we
know that. Yeah.
We're here. But, I mean, it doesn't sound like I'm cool with it. Whatever coach decides to do, I'm happy. That makes it sound like if they want to keep me, cool. If they don't want to keep me, cool. Like, it just seems like he's not maybe thrilled, although you would think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're reading
to get
too much
giant
into
bag
it.
Of money.
Yeah, I think you're reading too much into it. I think basically is what he's saying. I'm going to get paid.
Yeah,
I'd like for it to be here. That's up to the coach.
I think maybe he's saying if he doesn't get a long-term offer now, he's not that worried about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And your boy, the Cougs, back in the saddle.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that because I mean, I think he's a fantastic offensive coordinator, and I think he'll do great things for the Vikings, but I worry about his health. And there's a reason I was worried about his health when he left the Texans and took a head coaching job, and clearly, you know, he had success.
He was healthy enough to win a Super Bowl.
But it was also wearing on him. And, I mean, I think that whole consultant role thing is perfect. No pressure. You back down on there, and when you're calling plays all the time again, that's a different game.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be a little concerned about that, but if I'm a Vikings fan, I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I was reading a Vikings column from some dude there, and I don't remember who it was, and it's like, I don't know about this. He's a retread. But like, dude, that guy calls a great game.
When he's been an OC, they've won.
Yeah.
I mean, and look at Denver, what he did at Denver before he came here. I mean, when that guy's been just in charge of the offense, he's been...
Baltimore.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
I mean, he's been borderline elite.
I mean, he made... And I think I would invest in some Kirk Cousins stock now that he's doing it full-time. But I think it's a great hire, and that's a team that's close, and that's the kind of thing that can put you over the top.
Yep.
So, if you're unhappy Vikings fan, sorry. You know, I think you're wrong. I like the guy in that role. I wish the guy here would have thought about, let's bring that guy in.
Oh, no way.
Different. Of course he wouldn't. He doesn't want anybody who's been a head coach or apparently a coordinator.
Nobody that could
staff.
Even chat. Especially a guy who's got a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Someone more accomplished than him? He ain't bringing that guy in.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm still getting a lot of hatred for my column about him yesterday. I'm not being fair to the man that he should have this power, and then he can be successful.
Okay. Because we've seen so many examples of that working.
Yep. Yep. So I have no apologies for that article. I think I stated exactly what I think is going on over there, and you know, it might work.
Yeah.
It's got a 1 in 32 chance of working, in my opinion.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And if it does, great. I'll be the first one to say, you know what? Should have given him all that power from the beginning.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have had to wait 7 years.
Chances are good you won't have to say that.
Though. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I won't have to. I
think you'll be all right.
Yeah, there's no crow to be eaten here. Hey, guys, I have to tell you about mybadexperience.com. Now, this is a real site. There's no fake stars or ratings. There's no ads. This is where you can warn others and help others before it's too late. You can post any bad experience with a business and make them accountable. It's a site for the consumer, and it's your chance to put a stop to bad businesses. It will make a difference, even though reviews stayed up, even if it gets resolved. And it may help you get something resolved. Let's say you had a bad experience with a contractor or a plumber or something like that, and they won't work with you. Well, for $4.99, you can tell all. Maybe even reach a resolution with that business to compensate you for your loss. And this is not a troll site or anything like that. Everything's verified. They make sure that what you're saying is accurate. And if you put that on there, then maybe you get things worked out. It's mybadexperience.com. And guys, a paid review is a legit review. And for just $4.99, you can post your reviews to mybadexperience.com. Stop bad business today. Go to mybadexperience.com. You create, you need to know your place. 'Cause it's about to get heavy.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Are you familiar with this guy, Rob Gorodetsky? Gorodetsky.
Like Vegas Rob?
Is that what he is?
I think so. Well, he's like a phony baloney, like... con artist, basically.
Yeah, well, he's facing 20 years in prison.
Yep.
Wire fraud, and also charged with filing a false tax return.
Okay, well, there you go.
Apparently, they did a story on him. USA Today was following him around. He wagered more than $1 million and shared a financial statement showing he'd wagered $26 million in 2017. And credit his expertise to gut instinct. Well, it turns out...
Yeah, gut instinct. That's what...
He was defrauded an investor of almost $10 million.
Oh!
Investor A, they call him.
And he invested in what? Strip clubs,
the bulk
cars.
Of the money was used to wager on sports, and more than $2 million was used to pay for living, travel, and entertainment expenses. That's strip club.
There you go.
As well as to acquire assets such as luxury cars and jewelry. So, yeah. So it's not just gambling. It's a lifestyle. Well,
yeah. Like, if you're investing in me as a gambler, you've got to pay my strip club bills, and I've got to drive a you know.
Oh boy.
Well, what are you going to do?
Guys like this are what give the game a bad name.
The game.
But then again, anybody who's high profile like that, you can almost assume that this, there's something like that going on. That they're a scumbag. If they're out getting attention.
Yeah. Well, and like somebody tweeted me the other day, a really famous tout, like pick selling guy, is this guy named Vegas Dave.
Oh, is that the one that's hooked up with Holly Saunders?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And he'll like, he'll send out pick, like my whale play of the year, 100 unit play. And then it's like a minus 700 money line. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, let me invest my entire bankroll into that. And then he'll like post a video like, look at what Daddy Vegas Dave gave you guys. It's really weird.
Well, apparently he's, from what I understand, there's fraud charges against him and stuff too. But yeah, I only know him because I guess apparently Holly Saunders is a big deal because they make a big deal out of the fact that he's dating her. I don't find her that attractive. I'm not going to lie. It's probably why she's with a little mafia-looking gambler. But yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
Yep.
And, you know, to each their own. It's another guy who's probably famous for just being famous.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, have you been following this Boise State thing with the Mountain West?
I know that they don't want to, or they've got a problem with the way the money's being divvied up. So what are they going to do? Be like A&M and just, you know, bail out?
Well, I mean, there is an opening in the AAC now with UConn gone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's already a better conference than the Mountain West. I mean, the Mountain West is basically Boise and then whoever has a good year. But that would be an interesting move. It would certainly help that conference quite a bit too. I mean, it'd leave no doubt about who's the best non-Power Five, which I don't think there's much doubt right now anyway.
Yeah.
But and it's interesting because they were supposed to have been in the Big East when it broke up, and then they backed out of that.
I mean, that would have been the Big East would have been a problematic travel situation.
But I mean, it's kind of what it is now, though. I mean, that because that Big East had already gotten Houston and Memphis and all those schools.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no thanks. So it's the same group. But I don't know. I think it would be interesting. I mean, travel, I don't want to say travel's overrated, but the way these conferences are now, I mean, nobody really cares about the travel. I mean, why is West Virginia, you know, West Virginia to Lubbock? You know, those are there are no regional conferences really.
Right.
So, oh boy, I just find it interesting. I'd like to see if I'd like to see them move into the AAC, just because I think it would make it a better conference and a more entertaining conference. And you know, you start looking at programs like Memphis and UCF and those guys, and then, you know, if Houston can get back, that's a pretty good top of the conference football-wise. I mean, basketball, I don't think it's going to help much.
I mean, there's so many of these conferences that have, and I guess maybe that makes sense to, instead of having like a couple super conferences, to have some of these bottom feeders in every one, but it would be nice if you didn't have to, you didn't have to deal with any of that stuff. It was just nothing but like, just take the top 60, you know, football programs in the country, put them in five conferences and call it a day. If there wasn't already so much money and stuff attached to it.
The problem with that is nobody, you're either every team is 6-6 or you're still going to develop teams that aren't as good.
Yeah.
And even if, like, for instance, let's say you've got TCU in your conference and then you change the conference around and they're in with LSU and A&M or whatever. And
suddenly, eventually, one of those teams
somebody's going to be somebody's going to be a 3-win team. Somebody's going to become Kansas.
Yeah,
it's just the way it works.
So you're saying we need relegation?
I've been saying we need relegation. Yeah. I think relegation, and I think the way soccer does it is the best of all sports. And with relegation for the bottom three, like the Premier League, which for some reason I've been watching a lot of that lately. That damn Liverpool team is fun to watch. Regardless, the bottom three get relegated. The top four get to go to the Champions League. And the fifth one goes to the Europa League. And the winner of the entire season is your champion. I like that. It would have meant the Baltimore Ravens are your champions this year.
That's okay.
But would that have been unfair?
No.
Now, the difference is they all play each other twice. And so if you couldn't really do it with the NFL because you'd have to play, 62 games to get everybody. So that wouldn't work. But, it is a really cool system. And I'd love that for college football.
I think it'd be good for college football.
And the last place team in the Big 12, you get to go to the AAC.
Yeah.
The AAC champ. Well, even do the last three. But the problem is, the way the TV contracts are set up, you can't. Those teams are guaranteed their money. But I like that. I think that keeps it competitive and fair. But nobody cares about competitive and fair. Let me just throw that out.
That's overrated.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think Boise has some value from a competitive standpoint. Maybe not so much from a TV standpoint. I don't know how much they move the needle there and how much they would help.
Well, it's a small market. Nobody's excited to travel to Boise. It's not an easy flight.
In that damn blue field.
Yeah.
I don't want to play on that blue field.
Yeah.
Especially if I have to face them in blue uniforms.
So do we know what the result is going to be?
Right now they've complained about the latest agreement. And they've started the first few steps towards a lawsuit against the conference, which means they just want more money. And from there, I think it's going to evolve to, okay, they get a bigger piece of the pie or they walk.
Yeah.
And they can't really go independent because that hasn't really worked out for BYU either.
Well, and BYU also has like its own network. It's got its own religion. I mean, there's more BYU fans out there. Yeah,
Boise is not BYU in that regard.
No.
But I don't know that being independent has really worked for BYU. I mean, they have a nice schedule. But there's that.
Yeah.
But it just feels like the best they're ever going to do is this Vegas Bowl.
On the other hand of that, on the other side of that coin, if you take Boise out of the Mountain West, like your premier program is... What? I mean, San Diego State?
Depends on the year, right?
Fresno State?
Wyoming?
Oh.
Hawaii?
I mean, honestly, Boise's by far the premier team in that conference.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which is why the conference should try to keep them. But they also have, those two have not had a great relationship for a long time. So maybe it's just time to say goodbye.
Yeah, that's rough because, the easy thing, normally you would think, just geographically, the easy thing to do would be put them in the Pac-12. They'd have to take a partner with them, and there's not really a viable option. Because the Pac-12 won't take BYU because they're a church school.
Right.
I mean, maybe, I don't think the Pac-12 would take Fresno. I just don't think there's a proper fit in there. Maybe Utah State or Colorado State.
I don't know if those teams...
They don't really add much, though.
No, that's... That's the problem. And I don't know that Boise adds that much to the Pac-12.
I don't know either.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. So it one says, San Diego State, pretty good basketball. Take both Boise and San Diego State. The basketball.
Nobody cares about basketball.
Yeah. When it comes to realignment, basketball is absolutely meaningless.
We're talking about money, and honestly, that's.
Yeah. Not going to get it done. And
this is what people always fail to realize, and this is, it always, every time this comes up, there's people who don't get that this isn't about how good programs are at their sports.
Yeah.
Like when UH was like really dominating their conference and was like, how are they not getting a shot? It's like, no one really cares about, you know, their on-field performance. That's not what makes these decisions. That's not what drives these decisions. It's how much money do they bring to the table? And it's hard for people to grasp because everyone just assumes that the goal for everybody is to have the most competitive football conference. No, they want to have the most profitable football conference they can have.
And, well, I think the landscape has changed a little bit since A&M and Texas split up. But for the longest time, the Big 12 had this market with those two teams.
Yep.
And I think it's, you know, it's kind of hit and miss now. But realistically, Houston would be a better get for something like the Pac-12 to get into the TV market here as opposed to somebody like the Big 12 because they would offer something there. But then it's the same problem. Who's your, you know, who's the partner that makes it an even number? And, you know, Boise? It doesn't, okay. That doesn't really get you another market. So, yeah, it's all about, it really is all about what can you bring in terms of TV market, in terms of like especially sponsorships and what, and the other thing it comes down to is who does ESPN and Fox want?
Yeah.
Because you know, ultimately they're paying you all the money. If they decide, hey, we'd like to see this team in your conference, then it'll happen. But I don't really see any more conference realignment unless I think the only team that could really move the needle would be if Texas decided to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then that would, you know, and I don't know where they would go.
Pac-12.
Yeah, although I don't think the Pac-12 is all that appealing right now. They don't have a great, I mean, the TV thing, they've kind of screwed up. So I don't know that that's a step up for them based on what they're making in the Big 12.
And the great thing about the Big 12 relative to the Pac-12 is, I mean, the way the Big 12 is set up, Texas and Oklahoma get the lion's share of the money.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
so it really wouldn't make any sense for Texas to go there.
A lot of it kind of depends on your take on if everybody should be paid equally in the conference. I'm a big believer in no. It shouldn't be. This shouldn't be like
Kansas should not make what Texas makes.
No. Vanderbilt should not make what Alabama makes. It doesn't make sense to me. But I guess it depends on your take on it. And if you're a Vanderbilt guy, you probably think that they should. If you're an Alabama guy, you probably think that they shouldn't. If you're a TCU guy, you probably think that they should get as much as Oklahoma and Texas. And if you're an Oklahoma-Texas guy, you think absolutely not. That's crazy.
Well, it comes down to whether you're a communist or a capitalist.
Right.
It's that simple.
What's your program bring? How much does it bring in value? To me, that's the percentage of the pie you should get.
Yeah, people keep asking, what about this team to the Big 12? What about this to the Big 12? The Big 12...
The Big 12 is a dying conference.
It kind of is. And, you know, I mean, okay, let's say you decided, hey, we're going to add Memphis and Houston. You're not adding... I mean, you're adding what you already have.
You're adding middle-of-the-road
more programs. Texas Tech programs.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, is what you're adding. And, I mean, does that help?
And honestly, if I were Texas and Oklahoma... If that happened, I would bail on the Big 12. And then if Texas and Oklahoma bail on the Big 12 and you add Memphis and Houston, guess what you've got? Another AAC.
Yeah, which, frankly, you might be better off with what you've already got. It's just you'll have more money, which money doesn't suck. But I think, I don't see any of that happening because, for one thing, you're not adding those teams unless UT and Oklahoma say okay.
Right.
So, I mean, that's not really a... To me, that's not really a viable scenario because if it happens, certainly those schools were fine with it.
They were okay with it, which unlikely.
Yeah, I mean, but if they decide that, there is some value to having a presence here, as opposed to popping in and playing a game against Rice every couple of years. And I think there are some reasons why they would consider it. But in the end, you know, I still think, and I've said this all along, that if UH ever were to get in a bigger conference, I would think the Pac-12 would be a better opportunity because there is a value to the Pac-12 for getting into Texas. But I just don't see it happening anytime soon.
Because
I don't know who the other team would be unless somebody were to leave the Big 12 and the teams that would leave the Big 12 you wouldn't want. I mean, you really wouldn't want Texas Tech.
The other thing, though, is like the reason why the Big 12 wasn't interested or the Pac-12 Texas thing didn't go down is because the Pac-12 has like there's certain things that they want, scores, they want a certain kind of arts program, and they're really particular about that. And I don't know if UH would meet the standards of what they were looking for.
I think they would, actually. They've come a long way with that entire university in terms of what they're doing. But I also, you know, it's awful liberal over there. Just put it that way.
Yeah.
And
well, that's why Texas was such a good fit.
Yeah. So, but I don't anticipate any of it happening. And I think, but I do think, getting back to the original point, a Boise to the AAC would be a win-win for everybody. I think that makes it ends the discussion on, well, I mean, there isn't really a discussion on who's the best now in Power Five, but I mean, I don't think there's any doubt at that point. And I think in a given year, you can be better than some of these, the Pac-12 in terms of your top teams. So, you know, I think that would be interesting to me. And I frankly like UH in the conference they're in. Go dominate that thing.
You should.
Because with that, you've got an easier path to a big bowl, maybe even someday an easier path to the playoff.
Would Boise in the AAC do anything for you?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Would you have to dump somebody, or would you have to add somebody along with
you them? You don't have to dump anybody. You just lost UConn.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You're right.
So, I mean, it just seems like a nice fit. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And stop hyping UH's academics. Dude, UH's academics, from when I went, it was weak, no question. I'm not going to lie. But they've come a long ass way. So, and you know, if that's overhyping, okay. But plus, you know what? Maybe I didn't have the best reputation. They sure did well by me. I got no complaints. But, yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of programs that they built up over there now. And, you know, those of you who grew up calling it Cougar High, it ain't the same thing. I mean, that president over there has done a great job.
Yeah.
And they put a lot of money into a lot of stuff over there, not just athletics. So, but, you know, that's all right. Hang on to 30-year-old mindsets. That's fine.
Well, I think if I remember this correctly, you had to be a tier one research university to get in the Pac-12, which now UH is.
Yeah.
I mean, since that conversation was going on, there's been a few added, because I know Texas Tech wasn't when this conversation first came up, and they are now. So there's,
yeah, and I'm not going to pretend to know what it takes to get to that point, but I don't either.
Yeah. It's like the Carnegie Foundation is who decides it. And here's a list of the tier one universities in the state of Texas: Rice, UT, UT Arlington, UH, North Texas, Texas A&M, UT Dallas, UT El Paso, and Texas Tech, which if you were thinking like academically, wouldn't you think that Baylor would be up there? It's not.
No, I wouldn't. Just because they're private schools doesn't necessarily mean that they're academically superior, other than Rice.
Well, when you have thought that Southwestern would be on that list?
That one I would have thought, yeah.
So there's some that are surprising to me.
Yeah. Well,
I would have thought Southwestern would be tier one and maybe not Texas Tech, but what do I know?
Jason Braddock says UH to the ACC with either Memphis, Cincy, UConn, or UCF would make all the sense. I don't know why you'd want
the
UConn.
The ACC's got too many teams already.
I mean, and you're adding more teams like
that are
Syracuse and Pitt is what you're adding. You're adding more of those. Now, if it
helps. Except Syracuse and Pitt have won national championships.
When?
I mean, Syracuse has a basketball championship in the last 20 years.
What did you say? We're talking football.
Well, okay. But, I mean, you're going way back for their football championships, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm talking about what kind of programs they are right now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Syracuse is not a better program than Memphis right now.
I'd have to look at the dollars.
No, but I'm talking about in terms of
on field?
Yeah, on field.
Oh, certainly not. Yeah,
so you're adding more teams on field that are what you already have.
Yeah.
Now, the dollar part of it, which is what we keep saying is the important thing, would having the Houston market, the Memphis market benefit you know, Cincinnati, does that benefit the ACC? How, does that help them?
I don't know.
And that's the thing. I mean, and Jason's a big ACC guy, obviously, so maybe he can tell me. But I don't know how that would benefit the conference in terms of dollars. And
I mean, all you're doing is slicing up the pie for with schools that really don't bring a whole lot.
And unless your network coverage gets into, like, if you get Texas in your network coverage and it's going to be X amount of dollars more, then, yeah, it's definitely worth it. But, you know, I could see the appeal of trying to get some better teams, because right now it's Clemson and a bunch of jokes, but usually you have Florida State. You know, Miami could still get back at some point.
Virginia Tech.
But, yeah, I don't know what the benefit to the ACC would be.
I don't either.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you the benefit to you if you've been in an accident. You better call my man, Lawyer Dave. And, look, you live in Houston, or you live in Beaumont, or you drive I-10, you're going to get in an accident, whether it's a car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, if you have hospital negligence, any of those things. Lawyer Dave practices everywhere in Texas. He doesn't charge for his consultations, so he doesn't get paid a dime until you win. And if you're worried about, oh, man, I can't afford to go to the doctor after this accident, well, if they take your case, you don't have to put any money up for that until you win your case. Based here in Houston, but he practices all over the state. The consultation's free, so even if you have a question about something that's not related to what he does, if you have a case, he'll put you with somebody who can help. And if it's something he does and he takes your case, again, you guys are in it together. Give him a call, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. You can also go to lawyerdave.com, and if you can't remember all that, just hit me up, and I'll get you his information. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Sports fan on Twitch says the Big 12 doesn't want UHN because the recruits would stay in Houston. Lubbock, Kansas, Stillwater over Houston. The recruits will stay in Houston if they can play in the Big 12. I honestly think that's a non-factor.
I think so, too.
I mean, that's the bottom line is...
I mean, is being in Austin really helping Texas beat out teams like, you know, that are in Waco?
Yeah. The reality is, if it would benefit Texas and OU, then where the recruits go don't matter to them.
Well, and that's the other thing. While they get a lion's share of the money, they also have a lion's share of the decision-making power.
Well, they pretty much have all of it. And they should.
They should, yes, because it's not a conference without, it's not a Power 5 conference without them, certainly.
Right. Without those two schools. And with only one of them, it's pretty borderline.
It really is.
I mean, it's... but we shall see. So, and Braddock also said, have you guys watched that series, Brockmire with Hank Azaria? I watched a couple episodes, and I thought I'd find it funny, and it just didn't work for me. I don't know why. And I've got a bunch of stuff going on now, though, that I'm watching. That The Outsiders on HBO, the Stephen King thing.
Yep. Is it good?
First episode, great. Second episode, slow. Third episode, I needed to pick back up. And then I watched the first of that, Avenue 5, which is a comedy, so you wouldn't like that. But it's... A bunch of dorks stuck in space. First one was hilarious.
I've only been watching College Hoops the last couple nights. I need a break.
Man, I'm
Friday night's like a super light card, so I'm waiting for Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll watch some TV on Friday.
I'm taking a week and a half off from hockey because
the All-Star break.
Yeah, and there were only a few games this week, so I just totally shut down the whole week. And yeah, I'm really focused on horse racing because Sunday's that tournament, so I'm going to spend a lot of time handicapping that again. I've already done my handicapping, but I'm going to go through and make sure I don't miss anything. And run all the numbers a second time and stuff like that. Let's get a phone call. Justin, what's up, man?
Hey, Bill, I got a question, and I want to get y'all's opinion about something also. First, I guess the question about poker. That guy that was, I don't remember his name, it was a while back. I remember y'all talking about him. He's being investigated for cheating during the tournaments, on them online tournaments. Did they ever do something about that or figure out if he was really cheating or not? And then also, about the Baseball Hall of Fame on the national shows, they've kind of made it sound like Clemens and Bonds have, I know it's not their last chance, but they've kind of made it sound like this was their pretty much their last chance to get into the Hall of Fame. Since they didn't get in this year, they don't know if it's really going to be possible. And then should they, since Jeter didn't get in, the one person that they said that voted against letting him in, should he have to come forward and identify himself and explain why they didn't let him in? I want to get y'all's opinion on that.
Well, my opinion on that is it's petty, but it doesn't really matter because he's in anyway. And it's not like if you get in, you get a special kind of plaque that says you got 100% of the vote. You're in the same wing as everybody else. I know he had the poker question. Didn't he have another baseball question?
Clemens and Bonds last year, they're allowed to go until 2023.
Yeah, they got a few more years.
10 years.
They've got a few more years, so there's no. They're not screwed yet. And even if they do get passed over, they can always get put in later. It's just, I don't know. It just seems like such BS. And then the Mike Postel thing. What's ever happened with that? Do we know?
I have not seen anything new on that. And if you're not familiar with it, it's a really damning. The investigation they did is really damning of this guy. But I haven't seen anything new on that.
This is Astros level cheating.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more than that. Whenever you're, I mean, to me, that's a lot worse than stealing signs because you're changing the game. I mean, the Astros, did it help them? It might have helped them. It might not have helped them. It was crossing a line. But this guy's stealing money.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't think you can any way equate what they did with stealing money from people. But I could be wrong. I'm sure that there's Dodger fan out there. It's like, oh, well, if they'd have won the World Series, it would have been. Yeah. And then 281, all due respect, says Texas had one good season in the past 10. Don't think they should be looked at as the same as a top team in the Big 12 in the same convo as TCU and Baylor. I hate to break it to you, TCU and Baylor guy, but it has nothing to do with the performance on the field. And I don't know how many times that we have to say that when these conversations come up. It's who has the money, who has the power in that conference. And it's not about looking at them as a top team. I don't give a rat's ass what they do on the field. They're the ones who bring all the money in. Yeah. Them and Oklahoma. So even if they're 6-6 every single year, and you guys at Baylor and TCU, you should be on your knees thanking your whichever gods you prefer that they let you in that conference.
Yeah,
because you're nothing without them.
On the national scale, so they list it, the Forbes ranks the top 25. Athletic programs, like what they bring in. This is their profit in annual revenues. The 3-year average revenue that Texas brings in is $147 million. And the profit is $92 million. Oklahoma, sixth in the country, $129 million is their 3-year average revenue. $81 million is their average profit over 3 years. You know what other Big 12 team is in the top 25? There isn't one. And even at the bottom of the top 25, Clemson, their 3-year average profit is $27 million. So that means that Texas and Oklahoma combine to bring in their revenue has been $276 million over the last 3 years on average. The next closest team in the Big 12 doesn't even bring in $77 million. So they're making over, those two combined have brought in over $200 million more than the next closest program in the Big 12. I don't even know what the big, because they don't rank outside the top 25. So that should tell you something. The conference doesn't exist without, whatever you think, well, they haven't been that good. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They make money. That's what matters.
Then sports fans, getting back to his comment, Texas and OU would lose recruits too, and they wouldn't be so dominant in the Big 12.
Why would they lose recruits?
Says, I only coached in the Big 12 for years, but what do I know? Hate to break it to you, Coach. They don't care what coaches think. You guys don't get to make those decisions. The presidents do. So you may think, oh, I don't want to lose recruits, which I don't think Texas and Oklahoma would be too worried about that, frankly, because they're still Texas and Oklahoma. Kids want to go there. They grow up wanting to go there. But
well, here's the other thing. You say they lose recruits. Once, if Texas and Oklahoma leave, and let's say they both went to the Pac-12, and now the Big 12 is no longer a Power 5 conference, you really think the best players in Texas are going to choose to stay at Baylor or Texas Tech or TCU and play in a non-Power 5 conference? That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. They want to be on the big stage, and without Texas and Oklahoma, the Big 12 doesn't have a place at the table.
They barely have one now.
They really do.
Basically, Oklahoma gets to be four every year and get its ass kicked.
And that's probably going away.
Yeah, at some point. Well, now, boy, if it's close, like if you have a one-loss Oklahoma and a one-loss Notre Dame, well, I guess Notre Dame's pretty useless in the playoff, too. But, no, I think what people have to understand, it's not about who recruits who or what. It's about money and power and who has it. And when it comes to the Big 12, those schools should have it. Because they do bring in more, especially Texas, with what they bring in. And the SEC, the difference there is you got a lot of those programs. And, you know, that's why you can afford to spend all this money on coaches and facilities and things of that nature, because you have that money. And if you're Baylor, you go look at all that stuff that Baylor has and the renovations they've done there. And I know Drayton put a bunch of money into that. But you don't have that if you're not in the Big 12. Be happy. Just enjoy yourself. And then you can beat Texas on the field and feel like you've done something. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.